An expo of resources available in Champaign County for people with disabilities is set tomorrow at Lincoln Square Village in Urbana. The resources that will be on display are many and varied. They're for children and adults, families, and individuals. It's a great event for people in our community to learn about supports and services for people with disabilities. Everyone is invited. In addition to information, there'll be games and prizes and an exhibit of the work of local artists and entrepreneurs with disabilities. Jim Mayer is with the Rural Champaign County Special Education Cooperative, and he's here with me in the studio this afternoon to talk about the difference these resources make in daily living. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How big a difference can having the right information, the right tool, the right service make in the life of someone with a disability?
It can make a huge difference. From my perspective, it's especially useful to young people who are getting ready to enter adult life. That's kind of the group of individuals that I especially work with myself through my work at the Special Education Cooperative. But really, I want to emphasize also that for a person at any point in their life stage, there will be information there that will be of great use to them. We have 74 exhibitors covering a number of different topics. You know, there are employment services, educational services, healthcare, self-help groups of various types, recreational services, transportation, sort of you name it, it's going to be there.
There will be many area organizations on hand tomorrow. We can't talk about them all. Maybe you could tell us about one or two of them.
Right. I can talk about, besides the number of different resource organizations that will be there, like I said, 74 in those various topic areas. We will also have, as you mentioned, the entrepreneurs who are folks with disabilities who may have artwork or some other type of business venture that they're involved with, that they will have materials there available. We will have also entertainment there throughout the day. We will have a children's activity area. There are a lot of special features, especially for children. There's a new feature we've added this year where children will actually be asked to do sort of a scavenger hunt at various booths throughout the mall. There will be dolls, and they are Becky and Aiden dolls, and these are dolls who have disabilities. And they will be hidden just at, you know, select booths, and the children will have sort of a scavenger hunt activity to find those, and it'll help them, you know, discover some of the resources that are there in sort of a fun way.
Yeah. What about the benefit of this for the community at large, so to speak?
Ah, great question. We want to really emphasize that this event is not just for people with disabilities. It's especially for those with disabilities, but also really for the general public. We intend for this to be an informational event so that people not only get an idea of the scope of different resources that are out there, but we also have an area called the sensory experience, where people have a chance to learn about disabilities and get an idea to sort of walk in the shoes of a person with disabilities. There are various activities in that area of the mall where people will learn really in sort of a hands-on way what it's like to have various types of disabilities.
Yeah. One of the exhibitors will be PACE.
Correct.
Persons Assuming Control of Their Environment, and that organization works to help people with disabilities achieve and maintain independence. I'm wondering if achieving that goal has become easier to attain in recent years. And I think the Champaign-Urbana community has always, or for a very long time, has been aware of people with disabilities. But I think that has gotten even more aware and more sensitive to it in the very recent past.
Right. I think really since the passing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, there have been even more and more, services available, more awareness. But you're right, our community really has been one over the years that has sort of been ahead of the curve, I guess you'd say. I think the university really led the way, sort of post World War I and World War II, and as they developed some services for students with disabilities. That's helped the whole community at large become more and more aware of disability issues.
How accessible are the communities of Champaign County at this point, would you say?
Well, you know, that we have a ways to go. Yeah, it's improving, but we do have a ways to go. But I think as the general public becomes more and more aware, that'll only improve, you know, so that I think in time folks can look at some of those issues not only as what's required by law, but what's really the right thing to do.
And this is the fifth year now for this expo. Do you have a story to share about how it's made a difference in terms of the awareness of the rights, the needs, and the desires of people with disabilities?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you that the turnout has been excellent, and we've gotten excellent feedback every year that this needs to be an annual event. You know, we had debated early on, does this need to happen every year, or should it be, you know, a little less frequent than that? But there really was a call for this to be an annual event and for it to grow. You know, we started 5 years ago with 55, I think, exhibitors, and now we've grown to 74 exhibitors. We've had, it's kind of interesting in terms of, you know, in addition to sort of our participants wanting to see it develop more, we've had, you know, an outpouring really of agencies that have come forward and said we'd like to feature our services or open up our doors more widely to people with disabilities. And, you know, that's been a neat thing to see the community respond as well.
Yeah. You talked a little bit earlier about the work that you do with young people and helping them transition to adulthood from adolescence. And I'm wondering if this fair has helped you in that work, going back 5 years, in showing you some things that you thought to yourself, gee, this is new to me. This is great.
Yeah, most definitely. That's been a nice outgrowth. You know, one of the reasons that I joined this committee, which is a very broad-based committee. People from a number of different organizations in our community have gotten involved in planning this event. But, you know, for me, besides wanting to provide this information to the families and students that I work with, I really did want to learn more myself about the scope of services and organizations that are out there in our community, and it really has been a huge learning experience that way.
Yeah, because people with disabilities come in all different ages, right?
Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you very much for coming in and talking with me and sharing this information with our listeners.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope a lot of people come out tomorrow.
Jim Mayer, he is a transition specialist for the Rural Champaign County Special Education Cooperative, the fifth annual Champaign County Reaching Out for Answers Disability Resource Expo is set for tomorrow, Saturday, October 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., at Lincoln Square Village in Urbana. Sign language interpreters, personal assistants, and a Spanish translator will be available. And print materials will be available in a number of formats, including Braille, large print, and compact disc.
Go with 55, I think, exhibitors, and now we've grown to 74 exhibitors. We've had, it's kind of interesting in terms of, you know, in addition to sort of our participants wanting to see it develop more. We've had, you know, an outpouring really of agencies that have come forward and said we'd like to feature our services or open up our doors more widely to people with disabilities. And, you know, that's been a neat thing to see the community respond as well.
Yeah. You talked a little bit earlier about the work that you do with young people and helping them transition to adulthood from adolescence. And I'm wondering if this fair has helped you in that work, going back 5 years, in showing you some things that you thought to yourself, gee, this is new to me. This is great.
Yeah, most definitely. That's been a nice outgrowth. You know, one of the reasons that I joined this committee, which is a very broad-based committee. People from a number of different organizations in our community have gotten involved in planning this event. But, you know, for me, besides wanting to provide this information to the families and students that I work with, I really did want to learn more myself about the scope of services and organizations that are out there in our community, and it really has been a huge learning experience that way.
Yeah, because people with disabilities come in all different ages, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming in and talking with me and sharing this information with our listeners.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope a lot of people come out tomorrow.
Jim Mayer, he is a transition specialist for the Rural Champaign County Special Education Cooperative, the fifth annual Champaign County Reaching Out for Answers Disability Resource Expo is set for tomorrow, Saturday, October 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lincoln Square Village in Urbana. Sign language interpreters, personal assistants, and a Spanish translator will be available. And print materials will be available in a number of formats, including Braille, large print, and compact disc. It's 12:47. Maybe after the fair tomorrow at Lincoln Square Village, you'll take in a movie. The movie Margin Call is based on the financial collapse of 2008. The firm in the movie is so overcommitted to risky real estate loans that it owes more money than the company is worth. Film critic Kenneth Turan has more.
Margin Call brings us into the inner sanctum of a top Wall Street investment banking firm in peril. The film opens on what everyone in the firm thinks, erroneously as it turns out, will be the worst part of their day. A team from human resources arrives, intent on terminating folks.
Mr. Dale, these are extraordinary times, as you very well must know.
I don't understand.
The majority of this floor is being let go today.
Among those let go is a risk analyst played by Stanley Tucci. He hands a flash drive full of information to his entry-level assistant.
Eric, I'm very sorry.
I was working on something, but they wouldn't let me finish it. So take a look at it. Be careful.
That warning is necessary. It turns out that the firm is so overcommitted to risky real estate loans that it owes more money than the company is worth. That information works its way up the corporate food chain in the dead of night. Some of the best confrontations are between the CEO, gorgeously played by Jeremy Irons as a combination of genuine charm and complete ruthlessness, and Kevin Spacey as a key executive.
The real question is, who are we selling this to?
Same people we've been selling it to for the last 2 years, and whoever else will buy it.
And you're selling something that you know has no value.
We are selling to willing buyers at the current fair market price.
Margin Call lets us know that more than greed is involved in these high-level confrontations. There is also loyalty to the firm and even a sense of morality. Writer-director J.C. Chandor's facility for sharp dialogue, for language that echoes the way talk is talked when doors are closed, was honestly earned. He grew up with a father who worked for Merrill Lynch for close to 40 years. Tucci, Spacey, and Irons are a dream team of actors who show it's possible to play hardball without raising your voice. Even if you think you know all there is to know about how Wall Street plays its games, Margin Call will open your eyes.
Kenneth Turan reviews films for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the City of Urbana, presenting Urbana's Market at the Square this Saturday morning at 7, featuring Illinois-grown produce, fresh flowers and plants.